short stories have always been the heart of science fiction. Sci-fi is a genre of ideas, and even though some novels and series span galaxies, ideas can often be shared best in short form. Some stories you just can't get over, like Ray Bradbury's The Sound of Thunder, when, while hunting dinosaurs in the distant past, a hunter steps off the trail onto a butterfly and changes everything. Or the haunting last line of Arthur C. Clarke's The 9 Billion Names of God, when a computer has calculated all the possible names of God and the programmer looks up and, overhead, without any fuss, the stars were going out.
Beginning with the early pulp magazines, science fiction authors often got their first introduction to readers through short stories. Published short stories were usually an author's first step towards their first full-length novel or being nominated for an award. A few of the classic magazines still exist in one form or another, such as Asimov's, Analog, and the Magazine of Science Fiction and Fantasy. Online, too, can be found Lightspeed Magazine and Subterranean Press Magazine, with short stories zapped right to your e-reader or MP3 player. Nervous about making a 500-page commitment to an author you've never heard of? No problem. Short story anthologies are an excellent way to discover authors that are brand new or simply new to you. Anthologies come in all flavors and themes. Some are just over 100 pages. Others, like the 29th annual Year's Best Science Fiction, comes in at over 700 pages long. But that doesn't mean you need to read the book all at once.
The classic science fiction anthology has to be Dangerous Visions, edited by Harlan Ellison in 1967 and featuring truly groundbreaking new wave stories. Many of the stories collected, like those by Philip K. Dick, Fritz Leiber, Philip Jose Farmer, and Samuel Delaney, were nominated or won Hugo and Nebula Awards. And Ellison received a special citation for editing the most significant and controversial science fiction book that year.
The theme of Robots, the Recent AI, edited by Rich Horton and Sean Wallace, is easy to guess. It's artificial intelligence. I didn't know it when I first read the anthology last year, but two of these authors, Catherine Valenti and Mary Robinett Cole, would be nominated for Hugo Awards. The collection includes fantastic works by other award-winning authors, such as Robert Reed, Ken Liu, Tobias Bukel, Rachel Swirsky, and Tim Pratt, not to mention the other dozen highly talented writers. Some of my favorites from this anthology include Valenti's Silently and Very Fast and Stalker by Robert Reed.
My favorite single-author collection of recent years is easily Ted Chiang's Stories of Your Life and Others. Chiang has only written about a dozen stories in as many years, but almost all of them have been nominated or won awards, and for good reason. I've never read a collection, by anyone, where every story is as good or better than the last. I suppose Nebula Award winner Story of Your Life is really the standout. But Tower of Babylon, 72 Letters, and Hell is the Absence of God are all just as amazing.
One of my other favorite recently published anthologies is a little more difficult to explain. From Jeff and Ann Vandermeer comes the Thackeray T. Lambshead Cabinet of Curiosities, part themed anthology and part eulogy for a fictitious character. The Cabinet of Curiosities is one of the strangest, most wonderful volumes I have ever come across. While authors Rachel Swirsky comes clean about her medical condition, Ekaterina Sedilla talks about a lichenologist. Author Charles Yu takes on the momentous task of categorizing everything, and Michael Sisko guesses what the thing in the jar could be. If your imagination tends towards the weird, this Cabinet of Curiosities is just the book for you.
A recent anthology with a surprising lineup is Shadow Show, Stories in Celebration of Ray Bradbury, who passed away this year. There are stories from genre authors like Neil Gaiman and Joe Hill, but also by authors like Margaret Atwood, Alice Hoffman, and Kalamazoo's own Bonnie Jo Campbell. If you haven't read a Bradbury story since you were in school, this would be a great reintroduction to science fiction short stories.